We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into another edition of the Fantasy Bites podcast. Brandon Kravitz here with the fantasy headlines you need to know. Fantasy basketball trade tips ahead of the All-Star break found at rotowire.com. A busy night in the association tonight, and then three games on Thursday until we break for the All-Star festivities. We're going to get you all the info you need tonight, but as the week progresses, All-Star props, lines, MVP odds, and all of that. So keep it locked here on the Fantasy Bites podcast, delivering you fantasy and betting news on the daily. Enough with the shameless promotion. Let's get to the news. LeBron James suited up last night in a blowout win over the Detroit Pistons, but that'll do it for King James as he makes his way towards the All-Star break. He's been dealing with some soreness on the outside of his left ankle, and he's going to use tonight to rest in LA's final game before the All-Star break. It's going to be his seventh missed game of the season, and we're going to have to await word on his teammate Anthony Davis. It's at least possible that it could be the same situation for him. Bradley Beal set to be shut down tonight as well, at least temporarily. Bradley Beal out against the Detroit Pistons. He suffered a left hamstring injury last night against the Sacramento Kings. Frank Vogel spoke after the game and said that he would definitely sit tonight, but that he was optimistic Bradley Beal wouldn't miss much more time. He's been dealing with injuries all season long. He's had a really hard time staying healthy, playing in only 30 of the Suns' 54 games. Now, you might want to sit down for this one. Ben Simmons is out tonight. Simmons hasn't suffered any injury, but is going to sit out the second leg of Brooklyn's back-to-back against the Boston Celtics. His teammate, Cameron Johnson, he's also out tonight yet again. Kawhi Leonard has been announced as out for the LA Clippers. It'll be his first missed game since December 29th, and it's due to a left adductor strain is what the team is saying. So we're going to see Norman Powell, Kobe Brown, and Amir Coffey, all candidates to receive an increased minutes load tonight. RJ Barrett listed as questionable for the Toronto Raptors. He's going to carry a designation in the final game before the All-Star break after missing Tuesday's practice as he tends to a personal matter. Tyrese Haliburton hasn't suffered any setback or anything, but he is in danger of missing tonight's game for the Indiana Pacers in what seems to be a growing trend here. If you've noticed the theme of stars having the night off before the All-Star break. So tonight's going to be one of those nights in the NBA you really need to pay attention to the injury report because we could see guys out left and right across the league. For the Knicks, they're already banged up. They could be without Dante DiVincenzo and Isaiah Hartenstein tonight, both listed as questionable in Orlando, which leads me to this. Want to get a bet in tonight? Use the BetMGM bonus code ROTOBONUS or earn a first bet offer up to $1,000. It's tough to trust teams on the second night of a back-to-back, but I'm going to look the way of the Magic tonight against the New York Knicks. I think the number tells a story here. The Magic are good at home. They've been a solid team this year, but they should not be favored against the Knicks. The Knicks have been far better this season, and they're going to take a lot of money because of it. But yet, the Magic are favored on the second night of a back-to-back. And I think that this is one part. The Knicks are really banged up right now. And another, the fact that the Magic got embarrassed last night against the Oklahoma City Thunder on national TV, and that typically wakes teams up. I'm going to go ahead and take the Magic at -3.5. For everything fantasy sports, get yourself a free trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.